And we have a special guest on the phone with us from the Museum of Art talking about what's going on there and also the group Artsy. We're joined by Michaela Schell. Hi, Michaela.
Hi.
If we could, I'll be nosy, Michaela. Where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised north of Dickinson, North Dakota, on a farm out there, and made my way to Grand Forks for college and haven't left since.
And when you came to college, what was your major?
Communications and public relations.
Oh, that's up my alley. Yeah. Yes. What were your goals in life then, way back then?
Way back then I wanted to be some big marketing PR guru, but then life happens and you realize that going to some big giant city and being this huge executive maybe isn't quite what you want.
That does happen in life, doesn't it? Yeah.
It does, which ends up, being way better than I ever anticipated anyways, so.
Okay, so now you're in Grand Forks, and what do you do for a living in Grand Forks, Michaela?
I'm a full-time stay-at-home mom, actually.
Oh, good.
But I do some freelance and contract marketing work on the side, and I'm also the president of the Young Professionals Organization, which is hosting Artsy this year.
It's really strange you mentioned that point earlier about being a stay-at-home mom. I was a stay-at-home dad for 7 years, and the reason why it was a strange point is because I have a collection of interesting points for each day. And one of the points listed today was on this date back in 2006, a study by salary.com gave a report. It said a full-time stay-at-home mom or dad would earn $134,000 a year if paid for their work. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. If not more.
So would I. It was a great study. Anyway, so you're a full-time mom, and that's great, and you live and work in Grand Forks. And let's talk about your involvement with the Museum of Art in Grand Forks. How did you hook up with the good folks there at the museum?
Sure. Well, the Young Professionals Organization began doing Artsy. It was 7 years ago now, I think, and that is when we linked up with the North Dakota Museum of Art, and they have been fantastic hosts for us ever since for this event and great partners. So we've continued to do that for, like I said, the last 7 years.
Okay, that's on May 10th, right?
Yes,
okay.
A week from today.
A week from today, it's called Artsy. Now, for those who are not aware of what Artsy is about, if you would describe in detail what you would see at Artsy at the North Dakota Museum of Art.
Sure. Well, obviously, you'll see art, hence the name. But really, we started Artsy as a way to get the entire community kind of give them a first look at art if they're not familiar with it.
Okay.
A lot of times, art in the community is seen as either you have to be able to spend a lot of money on paintings that are thousands of dollars, or sometimes it gets the stereotype as a little bit of for an older crowd, or kind of the uppity stereotype, if that makes sense.
It does make sense, yep.
And we just wanted to show our general community, no matter what your age, no matter what you do, no matter what your income, whatever it may be, that art in any way, shape, or form is for everybody.
I've discovered that, too, because art usually is described as exclusive, when in fact it's inclusive, isn't it?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Essentially, we wanted to create an event that invited the entire public, that was absolutely free, and that there's no obligation to buy any art. Basically, you just come and you look at it, and you have an opportunity to chat with the artists. They are all there on hand. So you can just kind of take a look, and while you're there, you're enjoying free beer and wine, courtesy of Happy Harry's, some wonderful food from the Museum of Art, and music and art, and just good company.
Well, Justin Welsh, the chef there, does a great job, doesn't he?
Yeah, and, it is delicious.
Oh, it is fantastic food there. They have a cafe there as well that Justin is in charge of. So, again, there's food, there's wonderful art, and what kind of background or demographic are there for the artists that have their work on display? Is it from young to old?
Yes, it is everybody. I mean, we have everything from screen printing to body painting to mixed media. We have lamp working. I mean, it runs the whole gamut, I guess. And every year we switch up our artists. We bring back some favorites of people, but we always make it new and different. So if you've come the last 6 years, this year will be different as well.
So how many years has Artsy been held, Michaela?
Seven. We're in our seventh year.
In seven.
And it's always been at the museum.
Okay, in the seventh year. And how many pieces of artwork are usually displayed during Artsy?
We average about eight different artists. And
okay.
Each artist, this year I believe we have nine or ten. And each artist can bring however many pieces they want. They get a display area that is about the size of an 8x10 table, and then around that, or an 8-foot in diameter table, excuse me. And they can bring however many pieces they want. So some of our artists can bring three or four because they're big, giant paintings, and mm-hmm. some of them, you know, might do jewelry work, so they can bring a lot that can fit in that space. So it really depends on the artist and what they do.
I imagine, too, part of your motivation is to inspire, to draw or spark an interest in art. And as you've discussed this with members of Artsy, what kind of incentives have been tossed around as to sparking that interest in the world of art?
Well, I think just having a big variety of people. You know, when people think of art, they usually think of a painting. But we have everything. So maybe you're not the greatest painter in the world, but you love taking pictures. You know, mm-hmm. we have photographers there. Or, like I talked about, there's different glasswork people there this year, metalworking. You know, just a lot of different things that anyone could do or try out. And the nicest thing about Artsy, too, is many of our artists that will be there displaying also will be doing a live exhibit. So they'll be painting while they're there, or we have someone doing ceramics and pottery. So they will actually be, you know, throwing on their pottery wheel while they're there. So it gives people a chance to kind of look at, oh, I could do that. I could try that. That's exactly how it's done, you know, to pique their interest a little bit more so they can see the process of how some of this art is made instead of just seeing the final result.
Our guest again is Michaela Schell. Michaela is part of the Young Professionals Group that's helping to put on Artsy. That's coming up on May 10th at the North Dakota Museum of Art on the UND campus in Grand Forks. What are the hours for Artsy on May 10th?
It is from 4:30 until 8, and it's a come-and-go-as-you-please event. So you don't have to be there the whole time. You can come in between that time frame, whatever works for you, and leave whenever you're ready to as well.
All right, and that is a Thursday, a week from today, from 4:30 until 8, May 10th, Artsy at the North Dakota Museum of Art. If I could ask one more question, Michaela, as a stay-at-home mom, how do you encourage your children to discover the world of art and be artistic?
Well, we're always at home to keep them entertained, dancing or singing. Or
mm-hmm.
My daughter is very, very active and wants to be out all the time, so
yeah.
You know, we keep busy doing a lot of those performing arts, I guess you could call it. My husband's a musician too, so music in our house is a big thing, and we also have music at this event, and we have some performing arts as well. There'll be dance, etc., and they'll be actually dancing at the event as well.
I've discovered, too, when I was a stay-at-home dad, my children were like sponges. I mean, they wanted to learn and experience.
Yeah,
and that makes it so much easier that way.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, Michaela, thank you so much again for joining us and sharing your time and thoughts about the upcoming event. It's called Artsy, and it's in its seventh year. It'll be held a week from today, May 10th, from 4:30 until 8, at the North Dakota Museum of Art. That's on the UND campus in Grand Forks. Thanks again, Michaela.
Thank you. And I'd like to just mention, too, if anybody wants more information or to see all the artists, they can go to yprartsy.com. And they can find all the info that they need for the event.
Okay, give us the address again.
yprartsy.com.
And would you spell that for us? YP and then artsy.
YP.
And then
ARTSEE.
ARCSEE.
ARTSEE.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, very good. And check out that website. Michaela, thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate it.